I got you a big one.
This is a big one. Easy open, it says.
Yeah, it's got like a resealable.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I guess I'm not going to eat all these.
Right now? How many servings of Twizzlers is that?
I don't care to know, thank you. No. No. 13.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm his wife, Catherine, Twizzlers.
Together, we're about to take a look at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to...
Delete This!
Hey, Catherine, how you doing?
Good. It's as late as it usually is when we start this, even though
we had a lot of time. But I went to the grocery store, I got you dinner. Twizzlers, yeah. we didn't have dinner.
Weird. We're doing other stuff.
I need to take a shower before bed, so we gotta make a podcast.
Yeah, you do.
Last week, I said that we were gonna have a new segment. And that segment was gonna be where I asked the people of the world what the biggest tweet of the week was.
Oh, right.
And then I... started
promptly
with that.
I forgot about that.
I completely forgot that was the thing. So I did not have that, but maybe we'll end up talking about it anyway, Catherine. But I guess we'll just start with our top tweet of the week from 5 years ago from Hank Green.
Whoa.
It is not Zima, which is something that I tweeted this week 5 years ago. I just tweeted the word Zima before Zima came back.
Why?
I don't know. I was thinking about Zima, I guess.
Just the word Zima.
I got 32
4th of
retweaks.
August, 2013.
Retweaks?
That was during VidCon, so...
It was during
that's
VidCon.
That's why.
Okay. Well, my top tweet of the week was from August 2nd, 2 days before I tweeted Zima without any context. It says, VidCon is starting in 5 minutes. I am a goosebump.
Mm.
I got to read a bunch of people's... tweets, mm-hmm. My tweets about VidCon that year, and that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then this no context tweeting is something that I do
mm-hmm.
when I'm hanging out with friends and or when I've had a couple drinks.
Yep.
And I have one from this week.
That was both of those.
What time? Does it say what time a tweet happens?
3:29
a.m.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably had a couple of drinks by then. So that's a good bet. And I've got one of those from this week where I people are like, why? What does that mean?
My God.
Catherine, you want to talk about one? I talked a little bit with Newsweek this week, the publication.
You did?
Well, not really. I just tweeted them because they had a headline. It says, Trump supporting soybean farmers said they'll gladly suffer, quote, to the death for his trade war.
Oh, really?
And this then got ratioed, of course. Like 2,000 people replied to it and only 800 people liked it.
Uh-huh,
and then went to read the article because I live in a place with lots of farmers. I know some farmers. And I
not
know
the soybean farmers.
I don't know any soybean farmers, no. But I know that the views among farmers are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what does this mean? Mm. Trump supporting soybean farmers... say that they'll gladly suffer, quote, to the death. Did the Soybean Farmers Association of America release a statement?
Mm-hmm.
Because how do multiple farmers have one quote attributed to them? So I read it. It was one guy.
Yeah.
It was a guy. A guy said that. And that made me mad because everybody was like yelling at the soybean farmers in response to this.
Yeah.
But not like this was a small group. They were interviewing a small group of soybean farmers and one of them said that he'd suffer to the death. And it's like... okay, you quoted a guy.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, you quoted one person and ascribed that quote to a huge number of people. Trump supporting soybean farmer says would have been the accurate headline. That is not the only time this week that I yelled at a media organization for a headline that I disagreed with.
Yeah, the headline thing is so challenging, as you know.
I do know.
Because it doesn't matter how good the article is or how interesting it is.
Mm-hmm.
If the headline does not get people to interact with it.
Yep.
So that's why they do headlines like that.
We have this conversation internally at SciShow all the time.
It's because,
like, it's
shitty.
Really important that people click on SciShow videos
mm-hmm.
or else, you know?
Yeah. But
finding that balance.
Yeah. And for journalism. Is Newsweek journalism?
Oh, yeah. Newsweek is legit.
So they should really be trying to do their best these days.
You should be trying to do your best these days.
You know, like, we don't need any more
ammunition for the people who hate the news.
Yeah.
The press is the enemy of the people and all that jazz, which is a thing this week where both Donald Trump said that several times in speeches and in tweets. And then...
Yeah, and his press secretary was like, well, you know,
Yeah, I'm the press secretary. You are the press. I'm not going to say that you're not the enemy of the people. The people I am currently talking to. Why are you talking to us then, if we're the enemy of the people? It is a sort of scary place to be in. And I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't even really know why they still have, like, the press secretary.
Why do they have that? Thing? Yeah.
They clearly don't need it.
Because it's not about what they're saying, like, the press is the enemy of the people, that's rhetoric. They don't actually believe it. Or I don't think that Sarah Huckabee Sanders believes it. Like, I'm not going to try and get in the head of our president, but I think that most of what is sort of like put out there in tweets and speeches is about like energizing people and about winning a narrative war, not about like the realities of like what shutting down the press room at the White House would mean. July 30th. I'm trying to delete this at this moment. And I say, Premiere, you must update Adobe Premiere to open this file. Because it was the file from my laptop. I was putting it on my outside computer in my studio. Updater. Adobe Updater needs to be updated before you can download Adobe Premiere. Which I thought was funny that Updater needed to update. Updated Updater says, you must upgrade your operating system to update Adobe Premiere. And then I have this picture of John from Sherlock in the rain looking about how I felt. Just sort of sad puppy dog look.
Yeah.
And then... if you are a listener of both Delete This and Dear Hank and John, little inside baseball, I updated my operating system. And then it was like, oh, everything's new and fresh. And it chose a different mic input. And I didn't check.
Oh, God.
And so I recorded all of Dear Hank and John on my webcam mic.
Oopsie.
So it sounds real bad.
Oh, no.
So I apologize. It's a good episode, though. I hope you can look past it. I think that we'll release it. I haven't talked to Nick. I sent Nick an email saying, like, I'm so sorry. But I think that we can release it. Somebody then responded to this tweet with, like, a really mean thing about Adobe. And then Adobe's customer support responded to them. And I was like, I just want you to know that I think you're great.
Yeah, I don't
like,
have anything.
This is not your fault.
Yeah, no.
I haven't upgraded my operating system since 2015.
It's not.
Like, it's...
this is me.
I understand that not every piece of software is going to work with every piece of software, and it's fine. Like, I just have been putting this off for a long time, and I'm finally doing it. And if that means that Delete This is going to be a little late, everything will be all right. I don't think I published the show notes last week. I'm sorry, everyone.
Really?
I am a bad podcast producer.
Oh, you got a lot going on. Twizzlers. That's the sound. And the other thing is just water with ice in a glass.
Yeah, so. We're not drinking today.
Sorry about that.
I think that it was a little too much. Oh my God, that's the loudest candy.
Not once you get it out of the bag, though.
No, it
though,
does get
then
very
it's
quiet.
Just,
it's very
it's
quiet
just,
when you're eating it.
You just...
Mukbang.
Like, nothing going on. Like,
yeah,
you can
nobody
tell
knows.
There's something in my mouth, but
right. Like, can you give me two Twizzlers? So, like, even, like, them hitting each other, you can't really hear. I have to whack them pretty hard before you can hear the Twizzlers.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know what you were talking about. I was going to move on. This tweet is from July 30th. I think that being a comedian is the coolest job. It's just so badass. You stand there with no editing, just a stage and an audience, and their laughter is your success. But I don't want to be a comedian because that sounds absolutely miserable. I think this is why comedians are so...
I mean, there's no editing,
sad.
Like, in the
moment. Right, in the
moment.
Yeah, of course
there's
you edit.
There's plenty
before.
Of editing.
Oh, yes. Putting together a routine...
Beforehand
is a tremendous amount of work, I imagine.
Unless you're an improv comic.
But yeah, I think that oftentimes comedians seem like kind of unhappy people, and I want to know more about that. But it does seem like, boy, you really have to want people's approval to go through that. Because it seems really hard. Not that I don't want people's approval. I just get it a different way with lots of editing.
And other people writing the words.
Now.
Yeah.
Like SciShow and Crash Course. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
People stop me at the farmer's market and they're like, thank you so much for anatomy and physiology. And I'm like, I sat there and read the words.
You're welcome. You are so welcome.
Let me record you saying this and send it to all the writers and producers and Thought Cafe.
Yeah.
The only one who gets that. I should do that. Now I feel like a jerk.
Amazing.
July 31st, this is my favorite tweet of the week that I did.
Oh, yeah.
I typed, hit me with your best thought.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
It went really well. A lot of people gave me really good thoughts. In fact, I want to tweet this more often so that I'll get this good thoughts like this one. The word microwave has an obvious split, micro and wave. The word airplane is air and plane. Helicopter isn't helicopter. It's helicopter. Helico, as in the Greek for circular, and pter, as in winged, like pterodactyl.
Amazing.
Circular, winged, helicopter.
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 Nice.
Nice. That's a good thought.
I'm going to make Oren say it like that from now on.
Yeah.
Oren, do you see the helicopter? Just turned him into a weirdo.
Yeah, he's gonna go to school and be like, I always thought it was helicopter. And then when he's 35
I'm
years
gonna become
old,
a helicopter pilot.
Hello, welcome. My name is Oren Green. I'm your captain today. This is your captain speaking, and I wanted you to know that our helicopter air flight will be 35 minutes today. We're going to be flying over some beautiful mountains. The helicopter is fully fueled and ready to go in absolutely mint condition.
What is this?
Is that how
pilot service?
They just want you to be like, because I'd be nervous. I want my helicopter pilot to tell me that everything's going to be okay.
I wasn't even thinking about him like them being like a passenger.
You know,
I was thinking
like,
about
like flying like over Yellowstone.
The news one or the police one or the army one or
the main ones
or the fire one.
I was thinking of the one that flies over Yellowstone and
we're thinking
like,
of the tourist
like the scenic,
one.
Scenic helicopter. Helicopter. God dang it.
Helicopter.
Here's another good thought. Dolphins' bellies turn pink when they're excited.
All dolphins? Or just a specific...
There's a lot of different kinds of dolphins, so probably not all of them. Haley says, what would happen if a werewolf went to the moon?
Jesus.
That's a good... I like that thought. When I was like, that is a good thought.
Yeah.
But people also sent me some really serious good thoughts, which I thought was nice. Depending on other people and, you know, how to make the internet better. But I'm not going to talk about any of those.
Right. You can go look at the tweet.
This is a really good thought from Crypto Naturalist.
Mm.
If you write out the basic facts of a tree... But framed as technology, it sounds like impossible sci-fi nonsense. Self-replicating solar-powered machines that synthesized carbon dioxide and rainwater into oxygen and sturdy building materials on a planetary scale. And I was like, yes, that is very weird.
Yeah.
That is sci-fi nonsense, and I love it so much. And so I quote tweeted it, and in all caps I said, and sometimes they make wet candy balls.
Hmm.
Which is how I feel about...
And all kinds of things. Nuts.
Yeah. Nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Avocados?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they make wet fatty balls.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
What else do they make, Catherine?
Trees?
Yeah.
Paper?
Paper!
Yeah.
Fucking maple syrup, man!
Candy water.
I can't handle this. This is like, what? You're a tree.
I mean, we help them make the paper.
We help them. I don't know if they would frame it that way. Thanks for helping me become a book, Catherine. I really appreciate it.
They're making the fruits and nuts themselves.
That's true.
Like, they don't really need us for that.
No. We've selectively bred them to do it. But yeah, they'll do it whether we're around or not. And they make beautiful flowers, and they make good smells, and sometimes they make terrible smells, like the ones in that people seem to have planted in Missoula for some reason. As soon as the flowers come out, it smells like a bunch of demon spawn. It smells like the inside of a...
Oh, that's... Give me another one of those.
I refuse to accept that example.
Try again.
It smells like a tonsil stone.
Oh, ooh, accurate and also terrible.
I'm going to bleep out the part where I said, but no one will ever know.
Yeah, good.
My friend Matthew Gatos, and your friend Matthew, our friend Matthew Gatos.
Seriously.
Had a tweet this week that I got 192,000 likes. It's bigger than any tweet I've ever tweeted. Matthew has a podcast if you want to check out a new podcast. It's called I Like This,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm.
No, it's not. It's called I Love It.
God. I Like This.
I Like This.
I Don't Care.
I Like This.
I Like This.
You can check it out. Our friend Valerie is on it. The first episode talking about their fantasy spelling bee league, which is fascinating and very cool.
Yep.
It's just a podcast where people talk about the things that they love, and particularly weird things. I'll probably be on it someday. I can't come up with anything weird that I love. There are probably lots of those, though.
I mean, you don't have like a specific...
I'm a pretty much
thing.
A dilettante. Yeah.
You just love knowing things.
I guess that's one of the things that I love.
That's like your big one.
Darwin? I'm really into Darwin.
Really being able to like drop a little...
Just a sprinkle of fact
yeah,
juice
fact
on you.
Yeah, fact nugget on somebody. Just like like a fairy. You're like, doo-doo-doo, ploom. You just like shoot a little fact nugget at him and then you like twinkle away.
Do I do that often?
I mean, I think you like to stay to see the reaction.
Oh,
but
I don't twinkle away, no.
I would like to imagine that you do it that
yeah.
way.
Matthew's tweet says, but what if Venom had eyes? And then he's pasted in Photoshop some very good eyeballs
really good.
On Venom. It's looking, makes him look, I don't know, more terrifying but less menacing?
Mm.
And then I tweeted to Matt, I said, Matt Gatos, this is bigger than any tweet I've ever had, you absolute stud. And he said, I don't know what to do with my hands. It got a Twitter moment of its own.
I know. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, like everybody in the office is now like, well, I guess you're just the Twitter celebrity
Matt
Gatos. Famous
Matt.
You know, like you're going to have to, you know, remember us when you're big.
Yeah.
I do love that he was like, so I guess I'll plug my podcast.
I mean, that's what people do.
It's what you do. And it goes from 192,000 likes to 500 on the podcast promotion. But that's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
Check it out. I love it. It's at I Love It Podcast on Twitter. And also you can just Google it on iTunes, which is not correct.
How that works. Oh, here it comes.
Nope, not quite. I'm going to talk about this tweet from August 1st. Something good goes right. I have done an amazing thing. Something good goes wrong. The whole world is conspiring against me. We should watch out for people who think this way, including ourselves. Mm. It's really interesting because a lot of people respond, because I definitely do this sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people respond to this saying like they have the opposite impulse. Like something goes right.
Yeah.
I just got very lucky. Something goes wrong. This was all my fault.
Yeah, totally.
And... That seems like a big divider. Like those are two very different ways of seeing the world. And probably psychologists are aware of this and they have words for it, but I don't know what they are.
Interesting.
This really bugs me and I see it a lot and I don't know how to like tap people on the shoulder about it. So this is a subtweet, but probably not of who you think I'm subtweeting.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was a Trump thing. It wasn't. But Trump is very much this way.
Sure, sure.
It's something that I actively watch out for in myself.
Condena Estrada says it's called self-attribution bias.
Self-attribution bias.
Possibly.
That sounds like a thing.
That
it could definitely be. Like Sam says, something goes right. Oh, wow, that was pure luck. Something goes wrong. I am a horrible human being who doesn't deserve to live. Probably we should watch out for those too. Have you found anything about self-attribution bias?
Oh, it exists. That's all.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get to the bottom of people. Most people use self-serving attribution bias to protect their self-image, but depressed people tend not to use it the same way. They often blame themselves for failures instead. Mm. Learned this in social psych, but here's a study about it at Science Direct. So check out that tweet. It's at the very bottom of the show notes because I just put it there. And finally, we have Catherine, our top tweet of the week.
Oh boy. Wow. You did it.
I did.
Success. So proud of you.
Do you want to?
Are you responsible for this?
The art?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Is this a thing?
This is a thing that the youth were doing.
The youth.
So I follow some like 19-year-old YouTubers, and they were posting this cute little dancing man, and it would say something like, "Don't at me," or something sassy. Whatever. Generally, it seemed to be like this was like a sassy, I am confident and free from your criticism, or some such.
Yep.
And so I changed it to say, invest in your digestion.
Yes.
# Metamucil.
Well, you're welcome.
When you're welcome, Metamucil. I did email them after I got...
No, I mean, you're welcome for your top tweet of the week.
Oh, yeah. This is your tagline. Absolutely. So I took
two different jokes that other people made.
I stole it from them.
Yeah.
And then I took a joke my wife made. I stole it from her.
Shove that together.
But Catherine, if I get this brand deal, it's going to be good for the whole family. Okay?
Is it though?
What?
I don't know. How is it going to change our lives, really?
That's a good way of looking at it. It's that 15-year anniversary, babe. We're just going to drop a big stack. No, you're right. We'll be able to help out other people more, mostly. God. And okay. I also feel like promoting Metamucil is in itself an act of charity, because you will not believe the poop I had today.
I will not believe. Would you like to explain to me the poop?
It was just good.
It was a good poop.
It was just a good poop.
All right.
Congratulations. Don't want to explain it in
Hank
much
had a,
more detail.
I mean, Hank had a really good poop today. Oren had a pretty good poop today too.
Good.
Came out, you know, like not like all immediately stuck to his butt everywhere.
Up in both directions, yeah, so it's like, oh great, it's all in all the crevices. So this person took a screenshot before they opened it and after they opened the tweet, and the eyeballs changed of the man.
Yeah.
And then somebody posted a picture of both of them and it says, and then this person posted a gif of it.
That's good.
I'm going to put that at the bottom of the show notes too.
Did you see this one?
He's so excited about his poop.
How Microsoft translates this?
What does it translate to?
Just this.
Invest to your digestion, # Metamucil, Novotel. What's Novotel?
With a bunch of bull in
the
middle.
Like a bunch of random slashes and stuff. Like Novotel is apparently a hotel brand. This was probably my most controversial tweet of the week, Catherine.
Lay it on me, man.
Sometimes I feel bad for having invested money into a business idea that didn't succeed. And then some douche buys a $20,000 jacket and I'm like, oh shit, at least I tried to make something.
Oops.
I guess. Yeah. You want to let... go to Hank Green's draft tweets. It's tweets that Hank didn't tweet.
And Megan did do papa do.
It's draft tweets from Hank. I just wanted to see what you said.
Well, that's usually what I'm saying.
last week you had a good one, and I was like, that should be the lyric. And then I forgot what it was, and I was really hoping you'd remember.
Oh, it's something like, so many tweets I shouldn't tweet.
Here's a draft tweet from me. Sometimes I feel bad about having tweeted this because I don't know what it's like to be other people. And then some douche buys a $20,000 jacket, and I'm like, never mind. Because I did get some people who are like, you don't know what it's like to be other people. And I'm like,
double down.
I don't care. Like, don't, you can't do that. It's wrong. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying that, like, I write you off as a human being. But I am fine applying social pressure in this direction. I'm fine saying, like, imagine your wealth complexly. Like, imagine what you can do with it and what, like, how you can apply. And this is the thing that, like, I have a problem with when there's, like, the potential to grow something and to create something. I have a very hard time not doing it.
Yes.
With the resources that I have.
Hence all the things.
Many things. And also the things that have not succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have bought luxury items of various sorts. Usually experiences more than items. It's not like we have fancy cars around here, but it'd be very weird.
Some people do.
Well, in Missoula. But like, that's the thing. Like, if you have a nice car in Missoula, like,
it stands out.
Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah. You know that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like two people with Teslas and I know who they both are.
Mm.
And maybe I shouldn't have used the word douche.
Maybe they're doing, yeah, because like they could have a $20,000 jacket and be doing, and
right,
be donating a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, whatever.
I think it's
not
weird.
Those things are exclusive, like you can't do one, you can't
mm-hmm.
do both.
Mm-hmm.
You can yeah. do both of those things.
I then also saw somebody who was like, well, you should really be blaming the people selling the jacket. And I was like, no. What? No. And no. What?
Wow.
I didn't understand that argument. And several people made it. Do you understand that argument at all?
I don't know. Like, what? If there's a market for luxury goods, you make luxury goods. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a chicken egg?
I don't know. It's
like,
weird
who
to
makes...
me. Like, in my head...
Somebody wants this jacket.
It's the buyer's decision. You know, it's not, like...
Like, you...
the seller's decision.
No one's forcing you to buy this thing.
Yeah. It will immediately become worth less money if no one buys it. Capitalism is weird. Mm-hmm. Economics is weird. All of this stuff is weird, but... Kenneth says, I feel like Catherine will have a problem with this tweet, but I, on the other hand, enjoy it greatly.
Well, my first problem is that apostrophe in buys.
I know,
but...
I feel really bad, yeah. I know. Why did I do that? Why did I put in a pot? There's no reason to do that.
Bias. I understand what you're trying to get across here.
Yeah.
But the tone of it is not your best work.
Yeah, and it was informed by Paul Manafort buying a $20,000 ostrich jacket.
Yeah.
Some people knew that and some people didn't. It didn't
right.
really matter to the tweet, but it did matter to the tone.
Totally.
And also, like,
yeah.
there are plenty of people
I mean,
people
you could have
are...
said Paul Manafort.
Yeah, right.
And that would have made it more obvious
yeah.
instead of just, like, some vague douche.
Right.
Because
but
everybody knows one of those.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is... like,
or somebody who would like to be one of those.
I know people who spend lots of money, who I like, who spend lots of money on luxury goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to feel negatively about all of the decision-making, not just the decision-making of Paul Manafort, who I already have lots of negative opinions about.
Yeah.
And this particular thing, this like sort of wealth display, this flexing is something that I think is really societally destructive.
It's challenging.
And I don't really know what... And I'm not saying that like it's societally destructive and thus people who do it are evil, bad people.
Nope.
I'm saying it's societally destructive and many people who are doing it have no idea that that is the case. And I think that it's much easier for me to feel this way as someone who has had wealth their whole lives because like I don't feel the need to, like that has never been part of my self-worth because like I've always had it and have always been aware that I didn't earn it. I certainly like have... more now than I used to, but I'm very aware that like in order to have had my life, I needed the safety net that I had growing up. And yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think that like you were able to see that when so many people who grow up with a safety net don't?
I think partially because my
dad feel entitled to it, or
my dad was from a poor family.
Okay.
And partially because my family itself wasn't. We weren't wealthy growing up. We were like solidly middle class.
Yeah.
When I was in like elementary and middle school, when my dad was like trying to make it work in various cool ways and like doing nonprofit work. So they had a safety net.
I see.
But we didn't have like money to like throw at stuff. We didn't like do fancy things. And we didn't interact with fancy people, you know, except for like extended family.
Yeah. You guys were never really about flashy. Things, you know.
No.
Both you and John's first cars were like super used Volvos.
Yeah.
Because your dad did a bunch of research, and that was the most safest car that a 16-year-old could be driving around.
Yeah. 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 I think that's part of it. I think also my parents are just really good parents and good at helping us see the complexities of the world. But I do want to thank everybody for interacting with that tweet in constructive ways after me not really setting it up in the most constructive way, which is unusual. And I certainly got some hate on that, but like not as much as you might expect, considering the number of people.
Everyone makes mistakes. And in the scheme of things, this is a small mistake. So that's why I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It's hard on Twitter when it's like the world of mistakes being made.
Yeah.
To take any. And here's another pretty controversial tweet where I go a little hard.
What? This is not controversial.
I go a little hard. All those perfectly round, perfectly red, perfectly wet cardboard tasting grocery store tomatoes can go die. It's summer now, you little shits, and the real tomatoes are here.
I mean, the people growing those cardboard tomatoes.
Oh, they know.
They know, but like they still want those. They want those jobs, probably.
Yeah, they want
I mean,
those
they would
jobs.
Like to have a better job, probably. But
the people growing them probably are happy to have their farm. The people picking them.
Oh right.
Not
totally.
I just really love fresh heirloom tomatoes, a lot,
dude.
And we just had some caprese salad yesterday. We had friends over and I fed them it and everybody's mouths were having the best day.
We also have basil.
Oh yeah, we have the basil growing in the same pot as the tomatoes.
Which might not be the best thing.
Oh yeah, don't.
I don't
add,
care.
Don't
I didn't want to have
us.
I didn't want to have more pots on my backyard.
Yeah.
I need to simplify my life, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm amazed the tomatoes have continued to live as long as they have.
Julia says, Hank, I don't know if anything you've said has ever spoken to me more. This is a person who I talk to fairly regularly because they work for VidCon. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, really? I try really hard to be an inspirational leader and it's just the tomato thing that gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah. They're real good.
I especially love them with olive oil and vinegar and cheese and basil and salt and pepper on them.
And their skins are like way thinner too.
Yeah.
Like you don't have, you don't get all this like skin all up on your business.
I mean, aroma tomato is just the dumbest thing.
It makes good sauce. That's
oh,
what
sure,
it,
yeah.
That's what it's for.
It's for sauce. Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a good structure if you're trying to like...
build a salsa or something.
Build something you don't want to turn into immediate mush.
Right. An heirloom tomato is not going to make a good salsa.
No.
It's just going to be mush. But like... and that's what... like I always like thought about when like, people were like pelting people tomatoes in old movies. I was like, that just... why?
Yeah.
But now I see these tomatoes and I'm like, yeah, because they're like freaking water balloons.
Yeah, they're going to turn into...
they explode on contact.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's August 3rd, and here's my tweet that doesn't make any sense because I was hanging out with friends. It smells like the future in here. I can't even remember why I said this, but Matthew Gatos force tweeted me. Can you explain force tweeting to everybody? Probably doesn't know about it.
It's when you're saying having a conversation with someone, and you say something, and then they say force tweet, and then you have to tweet the thing you just said. That's all.
Yeah. When we were on tour, everybody got one force tweet a day.
I don't think it was used much.
It wasn't used much.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, it comes in handy. So we were doing the SciShow live stream and Matthew Gatos force tweeted me after I said it smells like future in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that tweet did surprisingly well for a force tweet.
Zima. Which may also have been a force
may
tweet.
May have been. It's true.
Honestly, yeah. Like...
I'm probably like sitting underneath a table somewhere and just said Zima. And Paul DeGeorge was like, force tweet.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. We're coming to the end of the shebang.
Really?
I didn't do all of my draft tweets, Catherine. So let's look at...
give us another one.
There's one other draft tweet from Hank Green tweets that I didn't...
Wow.
There was this one. Do you want to go there?
Ugh. Sure, I guess.
Nah, it's okay.
This is a safe place.
This is a safe place.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Everybody, is it a safe place? I mean, I very nearly tweeted this. If you hadn't told me not to, I would have.
Oh, boy. Well, then I guess you should let it fly.
The news. Parents are hiring Fortnite coaches for their kids, and people are outraged. Also the news. The Trump administration has failed to reunite hundreds of children with their families, but it seems like people are mostly over this story, so Fortnite coaches, we guess?
It's a little da-na-na-na.
It's a little bit da-na-na-na-na.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just... Yeah. It just seems like that story to me is still happening, but it feels like to the rest of the world it isn't.
Yeah, well...
It's like it stopped happening.
That's how we do.
And then my last draft tweet from the week... Fish is meat. Which I just want to be very clear to everyone that fish is meat. Because sometimes I hear people say meat and fish, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't know what that distinction is about.
Yeah.
Is it a Christian thing?
Hit me with surf and turf. Okay, fine. I accept. Not meat and fish. Fish is a animal that of whom we eat the flesh. Like, it was, do you remember that time we watched an episode of, like, What's My Line? It was, like, an old episode of What's My Line. We were watching it at your parents' house.
Okay.
And the person, or I don't know if that's what this, it's the thing where you have to figure out what this person's job is.
Yeah.
And they were asking all these questions, and the person was a chicken farmer. And one of the questions was, does it have to do with animals? And the person said, yes. And then they guessed and couldn't figure it out. And then they said, I'm a chicken farmer. All three of the panelists were like, chicken aren't animals.
They're birds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was like, whoa, something happened in the last 50 years where we changed what animals mean.
Explain me, please. Explain me how birds not animals.
Yeah. And I think this must be like a holdover from that-ish where like meat is still sort of means beef.
Mm-hmm.
And like mammal flesh. Specifically, like even chicken maybe wasn't meat back then.
I honestly do think it possibly has something to do with religion.
Interesting.
Why is fish not considered meat?
Christianity
subreddit.
From 2013.
So I think that's a part of it.
Interesting. Why isn't seafood considered meat?
Catholics are supposed to give up meat. They eat fish instead.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. Well, I'm glad I didn't tweet that. I could have made a bunch of Catholics mad.
Yeah, don't do that. Anyway.
Wading into a conversation I didn't know I was getting into.
Something about the flesh of Christ is meat. Don't eat meat on a specific day or during Lent, but fish is obviously not the flesh of Christ.
I've seen pictures of Jesus.
I'm just saying, like, there were reasons, and now they got out, they got around it because they needed to eat a little something. They needed to eat something.
Yeah. Give me a lobster tail.
Mm-hmm.
August 3rd, one of the most stressful dreams I've ever had was the one where... One of the most stressful dreams I've ever had was one in which I inherited and had to run a combination malt liquor brewery and theme park.
Ugh.
I've never told you about that?
I don't think so.
There was a roller coaster that went through the brewery.
Oh my god. What game were you playing that this happened to you?
It was not in good repair. None of it was. And I was also like, I don't really feel good about malt liquor.
Uh-huh.
I don't really feel good about selling this product.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like this is safe. This doesn't seem safe. That's the kind of stress dreams I have.
Yeah, I've got a lot of pressure on me. I have to run this business real good.
Oh, great, another one.
Yeah.
Aurelian says, Busch Gardens then? Which I was like, oh yeah!
Yeah.
There's a thing.
That thing.
That's like a beer theme park in Florida.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
Uh-huh. It is very weird.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like a weird beer zoo.
Beer zoo. Yep. Welcome to the beer zoo.
Welcome to beer zoo. I don't think I've ever been to Busch. I must have.
Yes, you must have. I think you've been there with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember seeing them Clydesdales. They got like flamingos and a thing right there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they got the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
Because it's the beer horses.
And then there's like a weird like train that goes around through the safari area place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any of the rides because I don't like rides, but I'm sure they have fine rides.
August 4th. Variety tweets. Author Michael Chabon is producer on the newly announced Captain Picard Star Trek series. And I quote tweeted to say that I was crying.
You're a Michael Chabon fan. I've never even read a Michael Chabon book.
You haven't?
I don't think so. I'm not going to say I don't think so. I know I haven't. Oh. In fact, I keep thinking to myself, Catherine likes these books so much. They're in the house. Why haven't I read them?
Yeah.
And I haven't done it. And like, it's totally up my alley. Like,
I know about them. I think you would like them.
Yeah.
They're a little more literary than some of the things that you are generally like... way down for, but not like any more than
anybody who wins a Hugo. I'm like, why haven't I read them? What are your feelings, Catherine?
I hope that Patrick Stewart is doing it for the right reasons.
It doesn't seem like he would have other reasons.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm like simultaneously flipping my shit and pissing myself because I don't want it to suck.
Yeah, I'm worried about it sucking. I'm worried, like, I go and watch really good episodes of TNG and I'm like, this is a very good show and holds up. And then I will watch like a random episode and I'll be like, anything from the first three seasons mostly. and so that does make me somewhat worried. But like, what I hope and what I'm worried about is like, how do you stay true to the universe in 2018 when people aren't hopeful the way that they used to be? And like all like 45-minute dramas have anti-heroes.
Yeah, I guess I would be scared that it would not have the same sort of overarching hopefulness message.
Mm-hmm.
And like, utopia, you know, like, we could do it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah.
There's like a path to a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. And it's gonna be on like CBS's like this pisses me off. It's gonna be like only available on CBS's Netflix, and I'm like, guys, like sure, okay, make me pay $100 an episode. I probably will. Let's be honest. I will watch at least the first episode to see what I think. But we haven't even watched Star Trek Discovery, and I've heard good things about it.
Partly, I'm just like it's hard for me to re-enter that universe.
Yeah. Catherine, my theme song, please.
Da-na-na-na.
I tweeted at Trump. I didn't tweet at Trump, Catherine. That's exciting. All right, now we're going to move to Catherine's tweet of the week. Though I think this was last week.
No, I think it was this week. I think it just responded to you very, very late in the game.
There's a... little video advertisement for the podcast in which I decide we're going to go to Kokomo on our 15th year anniversary. And Catherine said, what did you say?
Well, you said, so your tweet is, after a long think, we've decided the best place to celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary is Kokomo, Indiana. And then I tweeted, maybe think a little longer.
Now I'm thinking maybe like the Mediterranean.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That sounds better. Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm. How old will Oren be then?
Oren will, it won't matter because Oren's not going to come with us. Okay, it's time for our viral moments of joy.
Oh, there's a new theme song.
I mean, always. Oh God, the shoes are good.
I love dancing videos.
Yeah.
I love just like party dancing videos. There was an amazing one that Glozell posted on her Instagram.
I saw that girl too. Oh, it was amazing. And I'm like, I've been feeling...
I am like 38. I have never had as much swag as that 7-year-old girl. Like,
no.
And obviously I have. And I grew up in Connecticut and I'm the white-est.
Yeah, I
love it.
The direction, and I don't
so beautiful.
I don't know enough about dancing to have intelligent thoughts about this, but the direction that like contemporary dance has gone in the last 5 years, I've been very into, and I don't know. I just like it. Just like has gotten there's something very good happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like. All dancing is dancing, and it's all equal, almost. Also, like, it's you can do all kinds of dance all at once.
Yeah, yeah, and like mood changes are really common, like in the, like very rapid mood change in the dance. I love dance, and I love dancing, yeah, I really like watching people dance, man. Mm-hmm. But Catherine, I looked at the replies to this tweet, which is in the show notes, and it's from Junebug, who says, "When New Yorkers hear a violin," and it got you've probably seen it if you're on Twitter. And this guy, the violinist,
mm-hmm.
is the New York Times did a profile on him because he is from Venezuela and he was protesting the situation in Venezuela has not been great.
Yes.
He was an active part of the protests. He learned how to play violin watching YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh.
He was from a very poor family, and this is how like he made enough money to eat. He would busk in Venezuela, which is probably not the most lucrative place to busk. And when the protests started happening, he became like sort of a symbol, and he like there's this picture of him like standing in front of this huge troop of riot geared up police with his violin. And he was arrested, he was tortured, he was beaten, and I don't know the story of how he got to the U.S., but he can't go back to Venezuela now.
Oh, man.
And so here he is in Times Square, and this dance troupe found him and was like, let's make a video together, because I definitely don't think that was actually spontaneous.
Well, I mean, not as spontaneous as they're trying to make
right.
it look.
Yeah,
but
it may have been like, yeah. And I assume that this was just like a kid from Juilliard because
Juilliard
performers will busk. Oh. But like, no. And maybe he's going to school now. I hope so.
Amazing.
It's amazing. He's extremely talented. And that's really cool. Here's another viral moment of joy. It's just this person, Lydia, says my parents' cat really inexplicably loves peaches.
Oh,
and it's the
gosh.
Most delightful thing. They send regular picture updates of this cat chilling with the peaches.
She doesn't eat them. She just likes to cuddle with
them.
Yeah,
they're soft.
They're soft.
They're fuzzy.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
You like pick
that
the peaches and then
so cute.
The cat's like, yes, thank you for picking these peaches.
They're
I'll keep them warm for you.
Yes, they're warm. They're warm and soft.
Yeah.
I will warm them. Are these your eggs? I will keep them warm.
I will keep them warm. I'm a good kitty. Yeah.
Just rest my face on these sweet warm peaches. And that's amazing.
And we've got one question, Catherine. It's from Etta, who asks, if you were tasked with designing your own social media platform, what would it look like and how would it function? I'll start. I have no idea. Like, oftentimes I will bemoan the current state of affairs re-social media platforms, but I don't know how to make it better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea. Like, my first instinct is, like, fragment them so that, like, you can have your own smaller space. And I think that's good.
Uh-huh.
And I think that happens with like Discord servers and Reddit communities. And
yeah. I think moderation. That's all I got. I don't know.
Yeah, some of that's going to be...
We don't know the answer.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
We just got a friggin' podcast.
I can't
fix Facebook.
You
know who has podcasts? Everyone. You don't have to have like a bunch of expertise to have a podcast.
Correct.
You don't have to have a bunch of like education to have a podcast. I don't know, man.
Kay also says, hashtag Pipples, my favorite part of Delete This week was the 5 minutes in which Catherine only talked about how hot the Fox Robin Hood was. Do you
was it 5 minutes?
I think it was probably longer than that. Do you want to do that again, but for Captain Picard?
No, because he's a person.
Right. It's the nice thing about the Fox Robin Hood.
You can get real kinky on him.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Pancakes and sausage.
Jimmy Dean.
This is from Glenn, who shows me this picture. I know about Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage, Glenn. This isn't new information for me.
Pancakes and sausage on a stick.
Yeah, it's a breakfast corn dog.
It's breakfast corn dog.
I used to, in college, no, this was high school. I would get pancakes like late night, 1 a.m, pancakes with sausages and just roll them up in the pancake and eat it with my hands.
This is not groundbreaking.
No, it's not groundbreaking. It was like this without a stick.
Yeah.
And so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like a good decision, but very good tasting.
Cameo's sleeping, so she's not going to come over and have any purrs today.
We're sorry that segment of the podcast isn't going to happen this week, but our cat is asleep.
I'm not going to disturb her.
And we can't disturb her because she's way too cute. So before we get to some words from one of the best tweeters on Twitter, linguist Susie Dent, we have to read some reviews from our listeners. Catherine.
I love this podcast. Hank's giggles and Catherine's snark never gets old. This week's Harry Potter renamings made me giggle incessantly. The Greens helped me remember that people who want the world to be full of good still exist.
Aww.
Yeah, dude, most people.
Oh, yeah.
That's most people.
That's most people. We just disagree about how to do it a lot.
Yeah.
This person says, I love this podcast. It's great to see a side of Hank that doesn't come out in Vlogbrothers content. I love Catherine's grounded take on life and the internet. They are couple goals.
Mm.
You don't know.
You don't know. We're both pretty terrible sometimes.
You could do it.
Best podcast of married crazy people. This podcast is absolutely phenomenal on every level. Man, absolutely hilarious and one of the few podcasts that have ever actually made me laugh.
Oh, come on. You gotta work harder.
Just a great podcast and love Hank and Catherine's crazy dynamic. Thank you.
Mr. Teddy.
Try.
We try. So thank you so much to everybody who left a review. If you want to do that, that would be wonderful. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out the show notes. They're at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you would like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please do that using the hashtag Pipples. That's PIPLES. Thank you to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be All Right from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you all so much for listening.
On August 3rd, Susie Den tweeted, a reminder that a mumpsimus, origin 1500s, is someone who sticks obstinately to their beliefs, in spite of clear evidence that they are wrong.
That one got a lot of likes.
Mumpsimus.
Oh, man.
Don't be a mumpsimus.
Don't be a mumpsimus.